Breakfast Bad, Rhythms of the World special.
This is like a pre-Rhythms of the World special.
Yeah, we're going to do two. Like, we're doing this one. Like,
we should have talked about this before now, shouldn't we?
Should we?
Probably.
Maybe. But you explain to us and them what's about to happen.
We're gonna do a little preview show of Rhythms of the World, which is a massive festival that's happening next weekend, 20th and 21st of June, in our hometown of Hitchin. And then live from the festival, we're going to be doing some interviews with some of famous people and then releasing that just after the festival. That's the thing, isn't it?
That's the thing.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Like an after party of a podcast.
Yeah. Okay. What did you have for breakfast, Owen?
I had some sandwiches in that, one of them chicken sandwiches that didn't have any mayonnaise in it that I sometimes buy from a shop.
Oh, how did you find that? I can never find anything with mayonnaise.
They had them in Marks and Spencer's. They have them there. I'm in Tesco's. In Tesco's, they're the Just range.
Oh, okay.
So it's just chicken or just ham? Just
yeah. No, just mayo. The main thing is no mayo.
Yeah.
I think this is quite a strong intro for any like people that might be listening to this like fresh off the bat, like for some Rhythms of the World information. This is just what we do, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Screw it. So Steph, what did you have for breakfast?
I had a like pasta salad thing with some feta and sun-dried tomatoes.
Oh.
What did you have for breakfast, Kev?
A bacon roll with some cheese.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Breakfast bar. Okay, Rhythms of the World. It's good, isn't it?
It's really good.
Really, really good. But I don't know how much it is a ticket, like £5 or something. Or
15
10?
Quid.
15?
Yeah, okay. You should probably get that information right.
It's
still really good for all those bands, isn't it?
We've played it loads of times over the years. Like last year, like me and you both played it on the main stage, didn't we?
Yeah, big time.
That was amazing.
And this year, you're both playing again?
Yeah, I'm not on the main stage this year, though. I must have screwed it up last year.
Disappointing. Yeah, I'll be rocking out in between acts from CC Smugglers onwards.
And I'm rocking out on the St Mary's stage from the start of the day.
And I'll be watching and then possibly joining Owen.
Hey, man.
I'm trying to find the page where the actual ticket prices were. But
it's £15 a ticket. I just
trust
yesterday.
You. I trust you.
Okay.
And yeah, the amount of bands you get for that is unreal.
It's like way... Do you reckon it would work out to be like...
A penny?
20p a band.
Yeah, maybe 20.
Probably something like that.
Yeah, if it's a penny a band, do you have to have £1,500?
Yeah, I don't think it's that Steph. Many.
Good math.
Yeah. Maths. Is it math or maths?
Maths.
Okay. So, yeah. Who do you want to see?
Well, out of the big bands, I'm guessing... Brand New Heavies?
Sure.
They're quite big, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah, they did that song, didn't they? Midnight at the Oasis.
Yeah.
I think I was a little bit too young for the Brand New Heavies. Because I know their name, and I'm sure they'll be absolutely brilliant. So maybe I have to go and see them.
Did you see the words brand new?
Oh my God, I really did. That actually happened. I saw that brand new, and I was like, oh my God, they're going to play Rhythms. I thought it would be really weird.
Brand New Heavies is great too, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, don't turn this round on me. I'm really excited about the Skints. London City, I was born.
I don't know much about them. What?
They are brilliant. They're like, so you got a female and also a male vocalist, kind of like ska, reggae-ish, but more like on the punky side of it.
Okay.
Just really, really good. Like, have a proper little skank and a two-step too.
Yeah.
I defy anyone to watch them and not have a good time.
Okay.
Looking forward to the Shires, a little bit of country.
Yes.
Doing really bloody well for themselves.
Are they kind of localist? Are they called Shire because they're from Hertfordshire?
Really, one's from Hertfordshire and one from Bedfordshire. So that's why they're called the Shires. Again, male and female vocalists, like, yeah, with my love of Nashville, I really, really want to see them. But if you want to say,
okay, Paul Young's got a band playing as well, but we can't find any details of that on the programme. But apparently he's playing, so that's good. I remember Paul Young from the 80s.
Before I was born.
He's a Luton fan, right? You're telling me?
Yeah,
you guys can talk about that.
Yeah, hopefully we're going to interview Paul Young at the festival.
Do you think he'll rock out in a Luton shirt, or would that distract
I think he probably
the Stevenage supporters going nuts?
Yeah.
I think he probably wears a suit.
Would he wear a hat?
I believe he lays it down.
Oh, okay.
He lays it down. So yeah, they're the big ones, and I think we're going to talk in later on, aren't we, about the localer acts that are dear to our hearts for one reason or another.
I do like a festival.
Did you not want to talk about Neville? So you said that you ruled, you
broke all the rules. Yeah, well, I do, but then like we always get into this argument about the fact that I think like for me Neville Staple was like the massive one. You were like, no, Paul Young. But I think it's because I like my reggae.
Yeah, you're more reggae than me.
Obviously, he was in the Specials and amazing.
Who do you think would win out of a fight between Paul Young and Neville Staple?
I don't think they need to fight.
I think they do if they need to decide this argument.
Is that something you're going to try and make happen?
Hopefully, that's what we're going to make happen backstage when we interview them.
Okay.
I don't want to get on board with this. I don't want to make them fight.
Maybe they can do like an AC/DC. Not AC/DC.
Maybe they could have like a song, like a Pitch Perfect, like rip off.
Run DMC, Aerosmith type
battle
off. Yeah, smash through the walls in that.
Yeah. Okay, that could happen.
It's better than a fist. No
fisticuffs.
Okay.
So you love a festival?
Yeah, man, love a festival.
I thought you were going to lead somewhere with that.
I was going to. I still am.
Okay.
What's your favourite festival you've ever been to?
Glastonbury.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was just unreal.
I think you were supposed to say Rooms of the World, like 2013 or something like that. It's probably the year that it didn't happen.
Oops.
For me, it was just otherworldly. So I was there for like 5 days and still only saw probably about a quarter of it. Like, one of my friends got married. You can get married for like a year in like a pagan ceremony. We like bake brownies in like an underground oven and stuff. Like, it was wicked.
Yeah, I've done Glastonbury twice. Both times when Radiohead headlined, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think it might be 98 and then 2004, I think.
I haven't been to a festival since about 2004 because the October game, we made this pact that we were like, we were doing pretty well at the time. We're like, look, guys, we're not gonna keep going to these festivals. We're gonna put some pos vibes in the atmosphere, and we're only gonna go to festivals when we play at them. So since I've been to Rhythms of the World and Lechfest this weekend, come down and see it.
Yeah, you should probably explain that because Lechfest is a bit of an odd name.
Lechworth Festival,
yeah. Lechfest.
Come down and see my Lechfest.
Yeah, but I used to love Reading. Was always a good festival.
I've never been to Reading. I've always really wanted to. It's my music, isn't it? My mum said
it's
that.
Quite heavy-ish.
Yeah, what? That's mine. But
you get a bit of a dodgy clientele there.
Yeah, my mum wouldn't let me go because there was that year where they like burnt everyone's tents and like trampled like
all the toilets just get blown up.
Yeah, but what if I'm asleep in there?
Don't be asleep in the toilet.
No,
I think people generally only torch their own tents. They don't go around and like set fire to humans.
Oh, no, I thought that's what happened. They just like blast
so dangerous.
The tents. Yeah,
so dangerous.
As my mum said, so it was
one of my worst things that ever happened at Glastonbury was I was watching Shed 7 and went off into the mosh pit. And dancing away like on my own, like all my friends were like back there somewhere, and my shirt got ripped, so all the buttons popped off.
You ripped it off.
Then like my belt broke, like because everyone was dancing around so much, my shorts fell down. And they were literally, they came off one leg and they were hanging by the end of my foot. And like, I was like,
could you not have stopped dancing to do something about
it? I was trying, but there were just so many people. And like, they were hanging. I was like, if they go, I've had it. So I had to pull, like, managed to get them. And I sort of came out with my trousers half round, like covered in like blood and tears and everything. It was just, oh man, it was dreadful.
Crikey.
that is a bad experience at a festival.
It was pretty bad.
Have you ever done a silent disco at a festival?
I don't even know what that is.
So everybody goes into a tent and you get given earphones and like an iPod or whatever, and everyone's listening to the same thing, but you listen to it in your earphones, so everyone's like dancing.
I'd be
no
too
noise.
Tempted just to turn it off and just watch people.
Well, no, you can still watch people and still dance, but it's so that it can go on really late.
Have you ever done it?
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Does everyone have to like, does it at the beginning, is there a moment where everyone goes, right, 3, 2, 1, play?
Wait,
like when we do this podcast. No, you can just, because obviously you can come in at any time, so.
But how like, the tracks sync up, or do you just listen to whatever you want?
No, you just listen to, like, usually there's a DJ playing, and it's like a bit like a radio kind of frequency.
Oh, right, okay.
Or you can have, like, a preloaded thing, because we were going to get them for Will's sister's wedding, because their music has to stop at, like, 11, so we were just going to get you can hire them out as, like, preloaded iPods, and then you can dance all night.
Cool.
Yeah, good idea.
We should do that in a minute.
Okay. Should we not finish this podcast first?
Okay.
So a silent disco would be a terrible idea for the podcast.
Do you think maybe we could do like a silent disco after party round here? An official one for Rooms of the World.
Could we not?
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Lucy won't mind. Will she? Yeah.
She'll be fine.
Your address is. So that was all your memories of festivals.
What?
I thought that's what we were doing, Memories of Festival.
Yeah, have you got any other memories, Owen? You went to Reading, didn't you?
I used to go to Reading and up into, like, Leeds and stuff. But I was quite young at the time and I didn't, like... You know that thing people say where they say that you don't own your possessions, they own you? I was very much a believer in that. So whenever I'd go to a festival, I would wear the clothes that I was wearing and I'd take, like, 12 hobnobs.
Yeah.
And so I generally, like, by the smelt. End... yeah, but that bothered other people more than me. I was just generally, like, really hungry and just a little bit worse for wear. Like, but I really enjoyed it.
At Glastonbury, I took the biggest box of, like, pre-packed food. I had laid it all with, like, some yuzu, some magic stars, some noodles. And then everyone started buying stuff on site. And there's me at the campfire, wait up, guys.
I really like at Rooms of the World. They have all, like, down by the main stage, they have, like, every type of food you could ever want.
Yeah.
And it's always, like, one of my favourite things is, like, every hour or so, like, going around and getting a different thing from somewhere. Yeah.
Literally the opposite of only eating four hobnobs at a festival.
Yeah, yeah, I've come on
12 in waistline. Yeah. I like that. I like because it's obviously renowned for being like world music and world food and stuff, so it's a good place to try loads of different stuff.
There's always like a really nice sausagey thing. It's like sausage and all kinds of stuff.
What sort of stuff?
Like stuff. Like there's cheese, there's like maybe pasta.
Like those things you get in Denmark, like sausage with all the stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those things in Denmark. What was that bacon sausage?
You sent me a photo of it.
Yeah, yeah.
The
bacon sausage thing was amazing.
Yeah, yeah, they're really good. I'm going to get some of those.
I don't think they'll have them there. I don't think they're in association with Denmark.
Like street food and stuff like that as well, don't they? There's a whole page in the brochure. You can get a brochure.
£2.
What, a brochure? I think it's just called a programme, but there we go.
Okay, a programme, that's the word I was trying to think of. Brochure. £2 from a lot of places around Hitchin. We got ours from the Bricklayers Arms, that's another 50 quid. Listen to our old podcast if you need that to make sense. And yeah, there's a whole thing in here about the food and where it is and what you can buy. So, very handy.
Very, very handy. What? You didn't say anything.
I thought you were going to, like, pick us up. We were going to talk about some local acts which are playing What We Know and that.
Yeah, we do know.
What We Know and that.
We do know some of them. We know Mark Sullivan is playing on the main stage.
He's troubadouring before I am.
Yeah. So check out Mark Sullivan. He's amazing.
Just so as you know, like, while this is done, I'm probably going to put some music, maybe some of his music, it would be topical, and the background underneath.
Okay.
Not too loud, so you can't tell what we're saying.
Okay, let's see if that works.
So if you like what you're hearing... then it's Mark's
what office. If it doesn't work then now there's just silence underneath it
then you'll know that I'm inadequate at my job. One of the two.
Yeah, Mark's brilliant, isn't he? Loves a loop pedal. More than just a loop pedal, though, isn't it? It's like
it's a way of life.
It's a box of tricks. It's a box of tricks, the like of which I've never seen.
Yeah, I hadn't seen him in ages, and then I saw him at Brickfest, didn't I?
Yeah.
And I was like, he's brilliant. Yeah. Very, very good. I think a lot of people picked up the loop pedal as like a kind of post-Ed Sheeran thing,
yeah.
And not many people do it very well, but if you do it really well.
And like the wah-wah, an acoustic for the wah-wah is rare and great as well.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
He's a dying breed.
Is he?
He's not dying.
Go see him quick.
Steph, who do you want to talk about?
Our local ones. Port Hope. So I don't know if they like this association.
They've recently been signed up with some big deal, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
And they played with Finch like the other day.
They played at Slam Dunk, and I tried to go and see them, and you could not get in. It was like they were one of the few bands that I really wanted to see at Slam Dunk, and kudos to them because it was like the day after they got signed as well. So I think they had loads of really good energy and stuff, but they played in like the attic room. And there was just queues of people outside that couldn't even like get a look in. So really good. They're doing really, really well.
Okay. What sort of music are they?
It's like I don't know how to describe it. It's not really metal. It's not really pop punk. It's just that kind of like rocky.
He's got an amazing voice. You should check it out.
John Gaskin, isn't it? Yeah, incredible voice. Really, really good.
Yeah, man.
Who do you want to see?
G.
G. Always who doesn't want to see G?
Always want to see G. G LaRoche. That's how you say it, isn't it?
G LaRoche,
Big time. Yeah,
LaRoche.
LaRoche. Graham LaRoche is his full name, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's playing at 5 to 4.
On the Arcade Eclectic stage. I think he is bringing the entire
on the Sunday
Eclectic to that stage.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed if you go and watch.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know what it's like watching. It's just.
I hope he doesn't have that intro he had in Japan.
Probably will.
Yeah.
Probably will.
It's like watching. What's that thing in Roadrunner that span around a lot?
Roadrunner.
No, yeah. There was a thing that used to chase him.
Wiley Coyote.
Yeah, it's like
I
watching
think he's
that
more
thing.
More like Roadrunner.
Like spinning around and like causing mayhem. Yeah. Like it's just amazing.
Really good show.
Yeah, man. I'm up for watching Stu O'Connor.
Yes.
I haven't seen him for years.
He's awesome. That's like he's probably played probably over like 3,000 gigs since you last seen him. If that's the case, he's very well travelled and just
really hardworking, isn't he?
Didn't he just a few years ago just quit his job and then just like went off and just got gigs everywhere he could.
Well, yeah, he. I think he's been pretty much living out the back of a van for like the last like I don't know 10 years or something.
Yeah.
He's
as part of his music, not
just loves vans.
Yeah. gave up music.
He's really like one of the most creative musicians that I've seen. Like he does some amazing things with his guitar, and he uses loop pedals as well, and he loops like all kind of like glockenspiels and voices and all kinds of. That's he's on the main. He's on one of the stages, like first on the Sunday, I believe.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether it'll be solo or with a band. Either way, you're in
for
a treat.
I think it's solo.
It's the same stage as G.
So just stay there.
Set yourself up a chair.
And I really want to see Alex Bay as well. Just really nice.
He's playing with his band, isn't he?
Yeah. The Blackbirds.
Blackbirds.
Yeah, Alex Bay and the Blackbirds at 8 o'clock on the BBC introducing stage on the Saturday.
That'd be awesome.
He just like, we always see him kind of playing around, don't we? He's just one of those people that has a really natural, nice rasp to his voice and really like funky guitar. Just feels, as we were saying about somebody the other day, like effortless. Just
great
really,
originals as well.
Yeah, like that. There's a song he has kind of that he's been playing a lot on BBC introducing radio, and it's been stuck in my head ever since. Really good.
Cool. You'd probably play a little bit of Alex Bay here, wouldn't you? In your thing.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Like, I'll probably whip in like bits of everyone that we've talked about.
Oh, okay.
That'd be good. Make like a mixtape.
Yeah, and then I'll send it to him, and that can be another £50, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
done.
Cool.
Yeah. Perfect. But yeah, there are so many acts throughout the.
Yeah, Roxy Searle as well, worth a shout out. She's really good.
This would be nice as well, because like when we do our post rather than our pre thing, then we can see like who surprised us, who we weren't expecting to watch. That's always my favourite thing about festival.
I like making
like
a deal to
about.
Go and see somebody that you have absolutely no idea who they are and just gonna.
Especially like when you like a festival, like when you're talking about Glastonbury or Reading, like the stages are all quite spread about. But the thing that's really nice about Rhythms is you can walk from like across all the stages pretty much within like a few minutes, so you can quite easily go and see what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. Very child friendly as well. There's loads of stuff for the kids to do.
Yeah, they've got you've got like crafts and activities and stuff, haven't you?
All sorts.
Pretty sure I saw like crown making, like festival crowns and stuff like that.
I definitely want a festival crown.
Yeah, I do. I know somebody who makes those and they look awesome.
Can we get some before the festival so we don't have to pay for them when we get there? Can you sort us out a cheap deal?
Okay, maybe. I think we should probably buy one at the festival to put money towards the festival. But there you go. But it is worth noting, because I didn't know this, that animals aren't allowed on site unless it's a guide dog.
Okay.
So I think a lot of people, because it's lovely weather.
So is your advice here, if you're going to bring your dog, wear sunglasses?
Yeah, basically. that's the one there. I can't find all the craft stuff. But yeah, there's loads going on. So much for everyone.
There'll probably be a bouncy castle, won't there?
Yeah, definitely be a bouncy castle.
I'd like that a lot.
You would have thought so.
I don't think we're allowed on it.
Speak for yourself.
I got banned last year.
There you go. Wand and headdress making, stories dancing. There's a theatre company with a Wild West theme. Crazy science. Maybe we should go to that and learn about science.
We need to learn about science.
Finger and thumb puppet theatre. More crazy science and storytelling. So yeah, there's loads going on. That's in the family area itself.
Brothers Bear.
Ooh, it's kicking off.
Okay. Like we've got some names of bands here. I'm going to give a little description of them.
But we should probably note that they're bands that we...
Don't know.
So off the band name, we're trying to guess... What is it about?
So we're not giving a description of them. We're reading a band name and we're going to describe what we think they are.
Yeah. Remember the game we played for Brickfest?
Is this an official podcast?
Okay. This is more fun, I think.
Okay.
Okay, off the bat, I'm going to go for a B3 experience. I don't know what to say.
Tell us about the B. What can you expect if you guys watch the B3 experience? What will you experience?
It'll be two men.
B3 experience.
The B3 experience will be two men on stage playing battleships.
A hit. You have sank my battleship.
B3, okay.
But it's going to be all mic'd up with some electro sounds, and I think...
You sunk my battleship!
That was so exciting. Right, I'm in. What time are they on?
They actually are. Is a B3 experience with guest vocalist and an all-new percussion section. We'll be serving up funky Bollywood masala with a little dash of salt.
You nearly got it.
Yeah.
It was close.
I think I'm going to start my own bag with the B4 experience.
I'm going to do one. Seven hours west. Okay. So they are from...
Wales.
It depends if you go by car or plane. I was thinking whereabouts is 7 hours west. Like, it's probably like somewhere mid-America.
They're from Kansas City.
Okay. And you can expect funkadelia with a little bit of soul and some...
You can't just name all the genres and hope you get it right. The 2015 Bedfordshire Battle of the Bands winners, 7 Hours West, perform their folk style and entirely original songs on guitar, ukulele, drums and vocal harmony.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Two for two. Right, what next?
I think it's more fun that I read them out and you guys do your thing.
No, I think you've got to do one now.
I'm scared though. No, I'm not. I don't know. Elephantasy. I imagine will be a giant. You know, like Take That had the giant elephant, maybe.
Yeah.
And they all sat on it, but a girl called Ella on top of an elephant.
Yeah. This is a family festival, right?
Yeah. What's wrong with that? And like she has a, you know, like rainbow, what are those like
wands.
Yeah, like so they're ribbon, like ribbon wands.
Oh yeah, that was on
good. And she does that with some kind of music in the background.
What sort of music in the background?
Jazz.
We got it now. It's all right. Little ham and eggs coming at you. Hold on, people. They got your griddles.
Let's find out. Ella Fantasy is an upcoming band from Harlow in Essex who have just released their first EP.
Doesn't tell us anything.
We don't. Yeah. So
they could say
you might be right.
One. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Next one. Anyone? You can do Foxfield.
Foxfield. Yeah.
There's only one thing there.
They're an a cappella group from Buntingford.
Okay.
And they play 50s classics in a bebop style, wearing hunting gear.
Okay. They were formed in 2014 with a variety of influences, mainly 50s pop now. Coupled with the band's studies of jazz and classical genres, leads to a complex amalgamation of ambient and progressive rock.
Okay. There's lots of new bands playing, like recently formed, aren't there?
Yeah.
That's exciting, I guess.
That's
up
good.
And coming.
Yeah, getting the new music out there.
Okay. Steph, do you want to do another one?
No, it's your turn.
Okay, I'll go for Fingerman. Fingerman is a man that just comes on stage and just gives it that.
Just clicks.
It's just the Fingerman.
Okay, hang on, let's find
out. He has some female backing singers.
What do they do?
Okay.
They just sing. Yeah, but what, over that?
Yeah. You do some singing now.
I just did.
Finger man.
That's a weird female vocal. From techno to house, bass to breakbeat, Finger Man has found his niche in the old school sounds of retro disco and funky vibes.
Okay.
Can't say that wasn't funky.
No, it was pretty funky.
I do not.
Okay, I'm going to go for Swoons. I reckon it's a Michael Bublé tribute act.
Swoons?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like the idea that Swoons are something to do with the Finger Man. They're like the Finger Man, but in a group, so they click at girls, and then they'll go, oh.
Whoa.
That's a Swoon thing. A bright-eyed and bushy-tailed three-piece with fearsome live reputation, projecting passionate modern rock with an indie twist.
That's quite like the sound of them.
Yeah.
What time and when are they on?
Saturday, 12 o'clock on the BBC introducing stage. This is much easier. The times are right next to their names instead of flipping back like we were. What else have we got left?
Steph, I think you need to do this one.
The MBG.
Yeah.
So maybe it's an acronym for something,
yeah.
Which all I could think of off the top of my head was Man by Guns. But I don't think that's a very good thing to go with. But I imagine it'd be an aggressive sort of music.
I think it might be the Mad Big Guy, and it's just like this massive dude. Massive dude, like doing like... I think he's probably a DJ.
It's an Essex indie band, breaking the norm and on the make. Their incendiary live performances have given them a fantastic reputation across Essex. But that's what I mean, there's that, like, bravado behind that name. MBG, like when everyone used to go around Bulldog tagging. Big Park Massive, they used to tag it everywhere. That was a thing. Local information for you there.
Cool.
Who else we got left? Helium, do you want to take a stab at who then, one of you guys? I think that's how you say it. It's spelled in a very different way.
Could be a Joe Pasquale tribute act.
Yes, a number of castratis that have just recently
What's
left.
A castrati?
It's the guys with the really high voice for very bad reasons.
Eunuchs.
Oh, right.
Castrati, that's what they're called in singing terms, isn't it?
That's also something of Game of Thrones.
Eunuch is more of a Game of Thrones term, isn't it?
No, eunuch is when you've been castrated.
Castrati is when they sing.
Is it?
I think so.
Well, when someone's been castrated, when they sing, that's called castrati.
Yeah, but like...
How many people get castrated and then sing?
It used to be a thing.
Did it?
Yeah.
I've never heard of
it. Do it specifically for that reason, so they could keep their high voices.
I didn't know this.
That's offensive, isn't it? Yeah.
But I like the word castrati, I'm going to use that in day-to-day.
Yeah, so I think there's 12 of them, and they're going to rock out some Slayer covers.
Okay, it's actually a five-piece alternative pop rock band from Bedfordshire, made up of three sisters. Okay, can you guess one of their names? Just guess a female name.
Steph.
No.
Sandra.
Wish. No, they don't begin with S.
What do they begin with?
One begins with J.
Helen and Jemima.
Okay,
Jezebel.
I think it's like a different... Gina. How you say it, just with a different way. Katie and Jed with Pip and Nathaniel. I think they're all really cool names.
I like
you don't
Pip.
Hear them a lot. Pip. Like Pippa, the
it's
girl.
Nathaniel a man's name, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's three sisters and then two boys.
Oh, right.
Jed and Nathaniel, I'm assuming.
I wonder if they're all like... Are they brothers and sisters or are they like boyfriends and girlfriends?
No, it just says made up of three sisters and then... So you'd have thought and two brothers otherwise... I don't think they need to disclose their relationship. It's not.
Well, we'll try and do, like for the listeners, we'll try and interview them and find out.
You had three, out of all the people we've talked about this whole thing, you had three sisters and you're like, right, we'll interview them for the good of the public. Don't worry, guys, we've got your back.
It's quite weird because it's three girls and two guys. That just doesn't go
anywhere.
Like
the white stripes.
What do you mean that doesn't go anyway?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
It could just be two. He means like there's not three sisters and three boyfriends.
You mean one of the girls is going to feel like a spare wheel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
They're sisters. They'll be all right.
Yeah.
Will they?
I think so.
You can interview them after.
Yeah.
After this.
And then we've got Purple Dread.
Is that?
I imagine it looked like what's that cartoon character that's purple with like the big nose?
Cartoon character or puppet?
No, like children's, like a children's show. Maybe it's a puppet.
Ren and Stimpy.
No. I can picture it.
Barney the dinosaur.
Maybe, but with Barney with dreads. That's what I want, purple dread.
Yeah?
Like purple rain, but instead he drips his dreads over the crowd and like shakes.
And
them,
the dreads would be filled with Ribena. Right,
yeah.
Okay. Get everyone all wet.
Should we find out? The purple
dread. Do you know there's
dread?
As much sugar in a Ribena as there is in four Krispy Kreme donuts?
Really?
Watch out, kids.
Yeah. the poet Purple Dread, aka Joy T. Chance, by name, spirit, nature, and creative word. Post election selection with a hint of affection. See, I couldn't be a poet.
If it's to do with the elections and that, you'll like that, won't you, Kevin?
Yeah.
I don't think it is to do with the elections.
And then lastly, we've got Live Learn. Do you think they teach messages or?
Or do they just live life? What do you think?
I think that they are probably nice chaps.
I think they're probably. Two boys and two girls.
I know they're not.
Tell us about them.
No, they are affiliated with Chris, the same guy that manages Mark. And I'm pretty sure they're
from the practice rooms.
Oh, right.
Popping in, other studios are available.
£50.
And they are like a four-piece, all men, I think. And they do. Let's find their actual.
I hope you've got this really wrong.
Inspired by indie pop and the dark warehouse sounds of 3 AM techno, this Bedfordshire four-piece bring a fresh perspective to alternative electronic music.
Cool.
I think they're like fairly, when I say fairly young, like maybe early 20s.
Oh, no.
There we go. That was a good game.
Was it a good game?
Yeah.
So what? I think what we've learnt here is you can't judge a book by its cover.
No, you definitely
can't. So go
and
check it out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Send us your own version of this game if you like.
That'd be weird.
With us.
Okay, thanks for listening. We've been Breakfast Bad. You've been.
Listening,
yeah. If you want to find us on Facebook, just type in Breakfast Bad. Also Twitter, breakfast_bad. There's something else, isn't there?
breakfastbad@outlook.com.
Yeah, Audio Boom, Breakfast Bad.
.bad.
And iTunes, just look up Breakfast Bad.
Under the podcast, actually.
If you want to say a few words, like we're going to be broadcasting live on air from the festival, aren't we?
Yeah.
We are indeed.
Yeah, so if you see us walking around with a laptop and a tiny, tiny, tiny microphone...
pop on over.
We're going to interview backstage, and like we'll go around and see some people on stalls and stuff.
Let us know your thoughts and who you want us to interview.
Yeah,
that could be a good thing. You could, if anyone's got a special request for an interview, they could use that aforementioned.
Or a special request for song that can be played at some point. Then
we could play songs.
Yeah,
okay. And the festival is kind of the idea.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. If you want to contact us directly, you can call Owen Stephen on 0. I think cool. That's it.
Okay, see you at the festival.
Bye.